U.S. guitar makers are under scrutiny these days because of the rare woods they sometimes use. One of those prized woods is found only in the Pacific Northwest. It's so valuable, there's a thriving black market for it. Guitar companies that use illegal wood risk federal prosecution, so they're now developing new purchasing standards. But, as correspondent Austin Jenkins reports, at least one former insider says the industry has let the problem fester for years.
State Park Ranger Misha Coles leads me down an old logging road. We're on Harstein Island in southern Puget Sound. Last January, she took this same walk and found that someone had punched a new road through the forest. She had one unsettling thought.
I don't think I'm going to find anything good at the end of this new road.
And she was right. A few hundred yards later, in a steep, sword fern-covered canyon, she came upon the scene of a crime. A giant, big-leaf maple tree lay in a stream bed. The tree had been felled with a chainsaw and roughly 2-foot blocks of wood removed from the trunk, the telltale sign of music wood thieves. As Coles continued to investigate, she found at least a dozen more poached maples.
The ones that were cut down were, you know, 80 to 100 years old. The huge ones.
Beneath the bark of some of these massive old trees, there's a wavy or tiger-striped grain. It looks almost holographic. Furniture and musical instrument makers prize this wood, especially builders of electric guitars. Carlos Santana plays a figured maple-topped guitar made by Paul Reed Smith. If you have the cash, you could own one too. A top-of-the-line model will run you about $10,000. That maple wood?
It all comes from the Pacific Northwest, and almost all of it comes from Washington State.
Michael Reed has been a wood buyer for PRS since 1987. He says instrument-grade wood is the best of the best. That makes it worth a lot of money, and like anything of value, a target for thieves. Reed says poaching music wood can actually be pretty easy money.
There are some unscrupulous wood vendors that are going to buy stolen wood, and they're pretty well known throughout the industry. We don't buy from them.
Instead, Reed says he works with a half dozen or so vendors in Washington, Oregon, and British Columbia, vendors he regularly visits and whose owners he trusts.
But we don't actually require, for every load of wood that we get, verification that it was legitimately procured. I mean, there has to be a certain amount of trust. I'm not going to ask these guys for every one of their sources.
One of Reed's trusted vendors is Greg Lippincott. He runs a specialty mill in Port Angeles and sells to several major guitar makers. Lippincott is acutely aware of the issue of poached wood, especially after what happened a couple of years ago. Some stolen old-growth fir ended up in his mill yard.
I just don't want that to ever happen again.
Lippincott says he does everything he can to make sure the wood he sells is legally sourced. But unless he buys it directly from a landowner or goes out to the harvest site himself,
I can't guarantee it, no.
For guitar makers, the issue of illegally sourced wood took on a new level of urgency in 2011. That's when, for the second time, federal agents raided Tennessee-based Gibson Guitar. The raids targeted imported ebony and rosewood. The federal enforcement jolted the guitar industry, says Mike Italiano, a lawyer in Washington, D.C. After that, he helped write a set of voluntary wood sourcing standards.
This risk is only going to continue, and therefore the pressure for more enforcement is going to go up. And so, you know, the music industry helped develop the standard. It's there for them to use.
This was needed 10 years ago. It's still needed today.
Troy Dana is a former industry insider based in Olympia. He used to sell figured maple to guitar makers. He says he tried to sound the alarm about maple theft a decade ago. He recalls drug deal-like sales in Kmart parking lots. So he proposed to form a third-party certification program for figured maple. He thought it would be good for business.
If you're Eddie Van Halen, Carlos Santana, any number of remarkably talented, gifted players, you probably want to know that there's no chance that that figured maple top has been a stolen top.
But Dana says he got pushback from the industry and the idea died. Michael Reed, the buyer for PRS guitars, thinks things are better now than they were a decade ago. Still, he acknowledges there's more his industry could do to combat the black market for figured maple.
I don't think anybody in our industry is buying wood that they know was stolen. I can't imagine they would do that, but I think that several people in the business could be a lot more careful than they are right now.
Recently, some guitar companies began requiring paperwork for all figured maple purchases, but Reed cautions a more robust paper trail is still no guarantee, and no substitute, he says, for getting out of the office and visiting the mills and the vendors in person and often. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.